in the lunchtime edition. Club Morgan residents voice their shock over last night's fatal stabbing of a young man from the area. Three people injured in a two-car smash-up on the Coverley section of the ABC Highway. Government defends its management of the economy and state finances as the Senate debates the appropriations bill. Two U.S. legislators pushing for American intervention in Haiti. Good afternoon. I'm Stetson Babb. This is The Latest. Residents of Club Morgan Christchurch are today mourning the stabbing death of a neighbor that they describe as a good and hard-working young man who was employed at a local manufacturing company, but who also worked as an air conditioning technician on his own. 31-year-old Kemar Weeks was stabbed during an altercation last night with a man at Club Morgan Road. The incident occurred about 9:30 p.m., a short distance from the victim's 3rd Avenue Club Morgan residence. He was transported in a private car to the Queen Elizabeth Hospital, where he died while being treated. Up to news time, the perpetrator was still being sought by police. The alleged attacker, whose image was captured on neighborhood security cameras, was described by some residents as a vagrant who frequents the area and sleeps in abandoned houses. Neighbors of the deceased told Starcom Network News they were left stunned by the developments, adding that the deceased was very well liked in the area.
I feel real bad. Right now, I still can't get it precise. I feel real, real, real bad. Kemar was a real nice fella. Always smiling. No matter what time of day you see Kemar, just bloody hard shit, smiling, but can't get that shit precise. And I feel so bad about it. These young fellas need to get up and go and look for work and stop the violence. Got work out there, but it's just that they me looking for no work.
Well, you're gonna feel bad about it because he was a good fella.
What?
He was a good fella, man.
He gave ACs.
He do ACs in his vehicles and ACs for house.
Yeah. The violence is, I would like the people to really cut out for truth. Especially young people, like every day a young person dead and a young person killing a young person, huh?
Residents of Club Morgan Christchurch. Three people, two men and a woman, were injured when two vehicles traveling in opposite directions collided on the Coverley section of the ABC Highway this morning. The two males were off-duty fire officers and had to be freed from the vehicle in which they were traveling by colleagues who responded to the scene. Both vehicles, after colliding, ended up in ditches off the road. Fire Service Station Officer Keelan McCullough briefed Starcom Network News at the scene.
It was a two-vehicle accident involving one young lady driving a Suzuki Swift. One of our fire officers, two of our fire officers were in the secondary vehicle. One had some minor injuries from pain to his leg and some stiffness, and the other one from pain and back injuries, neck, leg, and he has a minor laceration on his right arm. All occupants have been freed from both vehicles and now are in care of EMS.
Fire Service Station Officer Keelan McCullough in the lunchtime edition. Well, government has again been defending its management of the economy and finances of the state as the Senate begins debate on the appropriations bill. Leading off debate in the upper chamber, Leader of Government Business, Senator Lisa Cummins, stressed that significant investments have been made in critical sectors of the economy.
We have, in these estimates, begun the process of looking at what goes in order to make sure we can capture what comes out. And what goes in, Mr. President, by way of revenue, whether that revenue comes by taxation or that revenue comes by raising debt, is what comes back out. And what comes back out is to fund and to support healthcare, education, our investments in climate adaptation, climate mitigation. What comes back out, Mr. President, is our investment in transport and works and making sure that we have roads that we can drive on. What goes in, Mr. President, is a direct correlation with what comes out.
She also wants the country to begin having conversations on government's administration of taxes.
There has to be a correlation in this country and a conversation in this country around the relationship between taxation, the relationship between debt, and what we want to be able to have access to from our governments and what we have become accustomed to as Barbadians, Mr. President.
Senator Lisa Cummins, government says it will allocate more money in the fisheries sector to ensure its survival, as well as deal with management challenges affecting the country's marine industry. This has been revealed by Minister of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade, Kerry Simmons, as he addressed stakeholders at the Fisheries Agreement Workshop at the Caribbean Development Bank here this morning.
The fisheries sector in this region faces two main challenges. The first is the sustainable development of, and the second, the management of our fisheries and aquatic resources. And to meet this twin challenge in Barbados during this upcoming financial year, starting on the 1st of April, 2024, the government has more than doubled the allocation to activities focusing on fisheries management and the development of fisheries services and market development over the sum that was allocated in the last financial year.
Minister of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade, Kerry Simmons, Ellerton Primary School has collaborated with the Legacy Foundation to launch a new farming project at the St. George Institution aimed at building students' interest in agriculture. The foundation, which is the philanthropic arm of the Barbados Public Workers Cooperative Credit Union Limited, funded the new growth aquaponics and farming project in the sum of $40,000. Speaking on the sidelines of the unveiling, Minister of Agriculture and Food Security, Inda Awer, said he sees the initiative as an important one.
My ministry is the Ministry of Food Security, plain and simple. And in order for us to achieve this objective, we have to look not just at commercial farming, but we have to look at community projects and projects within the schools as well, so that when we ramp up, we can build out the food security that we are supposed to have. I'm indeed also very happy that they have already sourced the market for the produce. This is really a fine example of people participating, private sector coming on board, no real calling on the government except for technical support. This is what it's all about, and I wish to see it replicated right across Barbados and all the primary schools.
Minister of Agriculture and Food Security, Inda Awer, two New York City legislators have called on the United States to increase its intervention and support for Haiti, where criminal gangs have a stranglehold on the capital, Port-au-Prince. New York City Council members Farah Luis and Mercedes Narcisse were part of a delegation of other prominent Haitian American leaders and faith-based leaders that traveled to Washington seeking support to end the political and socioeconomic situation in the French-speaking CARICOM country. And the UN Security Council has passed a resolution calling for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza. In a change in position, the U.S. refrained from vetoing the measure, which also calls for the release of hostages. The U.S. move signals divergence with Israel over Israel's offensive in Gaza, although the White House insists it's not a policy shift. In response, Israel has canceled their delegation's planned visit to the White House this week. Our top stories. Club Morgan Christchurch residents voiced their shock over last night's fatal stabbing of a young man from the area. The alleged perpetrator is still being sought by police. Three people, including two off-duty fire officers, injured in a two-car smash-up on the Coverley section of the ABC Highway. Government defends its management of the economy and state finances as the Senate debates the appropriations bill. Two U.S. legislators with Haitian connections pushing for American intervention in Haiti. And the UN passes a resolution calling for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza. And Israel cancels a White House visit over the U.S. stance. The Lunchtime Edition from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Stetson Babb. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.